station just inside the doorway.
As I like to say, my favorite day of the week, it is Friday, February the 10th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. A quick check on how we ended the week. All in all, wasn't too bad for gold and silver. Dow, however, wasn't feeling too perky after it became evident that the deal that they thought was agreed to yesterday in Greece was a no-go today. Dow closing at 12,801, NASDAQ at 2,903, U.S. dollar stronger by 52 basis points at 79.12, oil off $1.17 at $98.67. Gold wasn't helped by Ben Bernanke today, even though he made an interesting statement. Ben Bernanke said today, and I'm not making this up, housing may no longer be viewed as a secure investment. This comes just days after Obama announced a new bailout plan for underwater homeowners. Gold closed down $9.20 at $17.19. Silver off 37 cents at $33.47. We will have more after this. Our Friday chat with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Friday, and as we do each and every week, once again, welcome to Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Robbie. New time slot.
Yeah, well, a old time slot, but okay. A new time slot.
Okay. Oh, it should be good. People have a chance to get home.
Yeah, absolutely. How you been, my friend?
Not bad. Doing okay. Lots of things going on. I noticed it, that the war barometer went down today, the price of oil.
Yes.
The indicator of the likelihood of war next week in Iran took a dip. That's the way I've been watching the price of oil lately.
Well, yeah, it's no different to the insanity that we have over in Europe when, you know, this whole week has been based on rumors about a Greek bailout deal. And then one day we have announcements that a deal has been reached, and then the very next morning the guy who announced the deal has resigned and the deal is off, and it's tough keeping track on exactly what is going on over in the European Union.
And of course Greece is just the first one of these dominoes, and so one wonders if there really is any possibility of a solution. Even if they get past Greece, then who will be next, and will they be able to work that out? And is this whole idea of a common market as ridiculous as it seemed when they proposed it years ago, when a lot of people said, well, that can't possibly work. How can you take the political interests of all these countries and whip them in together and make them all get along with the same central bank?
Yes.
It didn't seem to make sense to a lot of people when they did it, but somehow the Europeans seemed to think it would work, and it sort of did work for, 25 years?
Well, it only worked because, they were facilitated in the scam by major investment houses in the U.S. that cooked their books that would make, countries like Greece eligible to join the European Union, all based on a creative bookkeeping.
So what prevents the Greeks from just backing out of the European Union and cranking up their own printing press and printing their way out of their deflation by just paying everybody, paying all the public workers with some nice printing press Greek money, whatever they...
Well, that seems to be the ultimate a conclusion that's going to be reached, and I guess, Chuck, we have a drop-dead date, which is March the 20th. That is when, it's time for Greece to make a payment or subsequently default, which many have speculated. Ultimately, that's what's going to happen.
Will the European Union call out the European Army and go in and say, no, Greece can't default, they can't leave the Union? Or do they just let them go their way and all of a sudden the Greek money goes down and that makes their trade go up because their stuff looks cheaper and they can sell it better and a vacation in Greece will become very affordable again?
Well, who knows, my friend, but listening to some of the traders on the floor today, although Greece is a concern, they seem to be more worried about Spain, Portugal, and Italy, which obviously are in a worse situation than Greece is.
The little one of those is Portugal, followed by, I guess, Spain, and then Italy is the biggest.
Yep.
So important. If each one of those, of course, went their separate way, then they'd all have currencies, and it'd be a grand fight, wouldn't it?
See
who
could
outprint the others and who could have the most inflation, monetary inflation, and keep the unions happy for a while. Because what's to prevent them from Greece from just going ahead and paying everybody if they pull out of the union and start printing?
Maybe they are hoping that some sort of confrontation in the Middle East will distract people away from the inevitable collapse of the euro, because call it coincidence, but the week before the drop-dead date for Greece comes up on March the 20th, there's the big APEC conference in New York City. I believe it's the first week in March. First or the second week in March.
It's March 2nd through March 6th. And the reason I know is I'm going to be there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we've decided to go. A couple of us are going to make it back there. We're going to try to see what kind of influence we can have on these great people that are running this program. And, of course, we don't expect to maybe we can let APEC know that we're on to their support of Christian Zionism, that we know that they're propping up, they're encouraging Christian Zionism in order to try to keep the war machine going. And hopefully, maybe we can have some influence on some of the thousands of people that are going to be there to protest APEC's big meeting, at which Benjamin Netanyahu will be speaking one of those days.
Yes, absolutely.
At least two of us are going, and of course we have a number of people back in Washington, D.C., who have helped us put a vigil on several years ago at John Hagee's big convention performance there in Washington, D.C., we'll get together with a bunch of people, and hopefully we'll do a vigil at a church while we're there on Sunday the 4th, and we'll be announcing that shortly, that we'll do one of our little project vigils at some worthy Christian Zionist occult church that's supporting the State of Israel and AIPAC and all of Israel's criminal activities against the Palestinian people. So that's where we'll be. And speaking of those criminal activities, you had a piece on your website that was extremely interesting with a video that talked about the MSNBC now coming out and making an outright statement that the State of Israel is supporting these murders of scientists that's going on in Iran every few weeks.
No question that's a huge story, because, and just to bring people up to speed on it, MSNBC is reporting that a Iranian group called the Mujahideen al-Kalak, otherwise known as MEK, along with its political arm known as the National Council of Resistance in Iran, are being trained by Mossad in the assassination of Iranian scientists. And what makes this interesting, Chuck, is the U.S. State Department classifies the MEK and the National Council of Resistance in Iran as terrorist organizations. Now, the Bush administration, and especially Dick Cheney, helped fund the MEK. And the New York Times and the Washington Post and others are reporting that Rudy Giuliani, former head of Homeland Security Tom Ridge, National Security Advisor Fran Townsend, and former Attorney General Michael Mukasey are all supporting the MEK. Now, the irony here is these people have, by whatever definition you care to use, have been giving material support for a terrorist organization. Now, there are a lot of Muslims inside the U.S. that are sitting in jail right now charged with giving material support to a terrorist organization. The question is, why aren't these people in jail?
Slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
On this Friday, speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Yeah, it's an amazing story, isn't it, Chuck?
It is, and it's so surprising to me to see Bob Windrum of NBC come out and clearly state that this actually happened. No equivocation, it's simply Israel did it. They're killing these Sinai, and these are civilians, and they're young men with families in their 30s who have gone off and got an education in some nuclear science, and they're working for the government, and they're being shot down outside of their houses in front of their wives, car bombed with very sophisticated car bombs that are just popped on the side of the car as it goes by, and it goes off. Clearly this is very well-organized stuff. It isn't amateurish at all. And so now we have this identification with Big AIPAC meeting coming up. Simply these newspapers, we now have the I think, at least three major publications, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the MSNBC have all come out and clearly stated this is going on, and how can this be ignored, except by our politicians, of course.
Well, absolutely, and I'd be remiss to ask you about this because, as you most probably noticed, Chuck, religious issues are now being pushed front and center in the political debate. This week we've been consumed with the contraception debate, and I have to say, listening to obviously, the conservative commentary on this whole issue of contraception. Maybe I'm just being cynical, Chuck, but all I'm seeing is hypocrites and bigots on this whole debate.
Yeah, to begin with, a large organization decided to defund Planned Parenthood, and of course, Planned Parenthood is in the abortion business. And so much pressure was put on this organization that the person who was at the head of it apparently has resigned. Now you have legislative talk and a Supreme Court ruling that I'm not sure I understand the implications of it. At the root of this, I guess, from our point of view, from a Project Straight Gates point of view, we have all of these evangelical churches who are devoutly pro-life. They say that life is precious from the very instant of conception. And I don't disagree with that. I do agree with that. I think that God does give life. And therefore, those who take it should think very carefully about what they're doing. But the bigotry of all of this is that the evangelical churches that are doing that would not have a problem with Israel's assassination of 32-year-old scientists who have big families of 4 and 5 kids to leave behind and wives. And if some of the wives and children got killed in the process, they would not even have a problem with that. They would say that was all justified based upon this being a just war, or those people not belonging there, or they having brought it upon themselves, or something, some other excuse. So we have the same problem that we've had so many times, where we confront the evangelical churches and say, "Well, pro-life, fine. You say you're pro-life. How do you feel about the lives of innocent children in Iraq? I mean, the number of innocent children that have been killed and have died from starvation and even from depleted uranium since that first event in 1991 is uncountable. There are so many that we don't even know what the numbers are. Various physician groups have estimated them in the 500,000 area of children.
Absolutely, Chuck. Hold that thought, my friend. We're going to take another short time out, and we'll be right back with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I've been.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries and trying to make sense of the craziness in the now front and center political debate of religion. It never ceases to amaze me, Chuck, how religion always is injected into the political debate, and I'm sure it is done for no other purpose than to divide and conquer.
Sure, and we have activist political people inside of all of the many of the churches, and they reach out and go far beyond what would be scriptural in their participation. And of course, anything having to do with supporting war is very unchristian. And this is why we say the Christian Zionist movement has become an occult activity that is outside of Christianity. It's simply left Christianity aside. I'm not the only one that said this. Other people have said it a long time ago. But we see it so clearly as we look at the support of warring activities, and at the same time then very sanctimonious arguments against birth control devices being part of a really stupid Supreme Court decision, I think, that ruled that insurance companies have to provide birth control devices free to somebody. How can you require someone to provide something free? Someone has to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So we're into these bizarre things that go beyond common sense. And I think we have to bring ourselves down to examining common sense. And one of the things that years ago that I observed about the pro-life movement was that they were making, and I was part of the pro-life movement, that we were making a big mistake going to the abortion clinics and trying to convince the abortion clinics that by force we could prevent them from doing what they wanted to do by intimidation or by influence when there were no votes to be had there at all. In fact, what we should have been doing is going to the churches and demanding that the churches clean up their own act at home. And this has so often been the case, and this is absolutely the case in the war issue. If we want to stop the serial wars that are going on, we have to stop them first in our churches. And the primary support, of course, of these things we're talking about, all these candidates appealing to the religious leaders by telling them that they are in total support of anything the State of Israel does. Then we find out the next week that the State of Israel is what we already knew, but it's now commonly discussed that the State of Israel is supporting terrorist murder in Iran. No doubt they were responsible for many of the bombings that took place in Iraq. Month after month, we heard about these bombings of mosques, bombing of churches, bombing of public squares, bombing of all kinds of places. And it was always pawned off on suicide bombers. We were always told it was a suicide bomber, but we never did hear anybody come back and identify who the suicide bomber was. The reason for that is that most of these bombings that we were told were suicide bombs were not. They were cleverly orchestrated, sophisticated bombings that didn't involve the person that did the bombing taking his own life. It only involved taking the lives of other people. And that is, of course, the hallmark of Israeli activities, Israeli terrorism. You'll never hear of an Israeli terrorist who commits a suicide bombing. It's just not the way they do business. They do not sacrifice their own lives in order to kill the people they want to kill. They use sophisticated devices, intimidation, all kinds of other ways. And now we're hearing about this, as you pointed out, the MEK, the People's Mujahideen of Iran, or whatever it's called. And at the same time that this is being exposed in Iran, we're hearing and we're supposed to believe that suicide bombers just killed 28 people in one of the big cities in Syria, not Damascus, but an important city. And the pictures of the bombing show total enormous devastation. And then in our press, when we hear the story, it was done by suicide bombers. Well, we never hear who these suicide bombers were. And suicide bombers can be identified. They can find the causes of it. They can find body parts, and they can make identifications. But the idea that it's a suicide bomber leads us to believe, oh, this is some devout and desperate youth or individual who's so committed to getting rid of the government of Syria that he's willing to sacrifice his own life. And therefore, we color this with a different brush than if someone said, today a sophisticated bomb was planted by some terrorist group and remotely detonated and killed 28 people in Syria. What we should be able to figure out is that the same thing that's been happening in Iran with nuclear science is going on in a broad-based way, bombing cities and facilities in Syria. And the purpose of all this is to destabilize the government, get rid of the government of Syria, just like we got rid of the government of Egypt and the government of Libya. And now you have chaos going on in both those states. And, of course, the oil has all changed hands. The bombings that are going on in Libya, Robbie, I'm convinced that they are organized terrorist activities funded from outside and being run by somebody just like these people in Iran that we just finished talking about. It doesn't look any different to me. It looks like the same pattern.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, nobody has yet even claimed responsibility for the recent spat of bombings in in Syria. So whoever did it, your guess is as good as mine, my friend.
Yeah, and it but whenever you see this label, the first thing you see is it was done by suicide bombers.
Yep.
And of course, we're then supposed to write that off and say, well, we'll never know who this was. The body was blown to bits. It was some devout individual who no doubt had a grudge against the Assad government. And it's a great cover to say it's a suicide bomber because it colors it in such a way that we don't look any further. We don't look for an organization or somebody behind it. We assume it's a sort of an act of an individual. Not so. This is an ongoing effort to overthrow the government of Syria. It started about 4 years ago when there was a bombing of a plant that supposedly was an infantile effort at generating some kind of nuclear capability.
Yeah.
Everybody denied it. Oh, no, it was nothing there. We didn't do it. Israel didn't do it. The U.S. didn't know what was going on there. And now it's a matter of it's open discussion that Israel destroyed the plant, and it was some kind of a nuclear effort, and nobody even talked about it when it happened. So this stuff is going on all the time. Israel is at the core of it. They're at the root of most of it. And where it isn't some group that the U.S. is directly funding, it's being indirectly funded with our money through Israel. And so the objective, of course, is a full-scale war in Iran for purposes of stabilizing our economy. And we just have a different way of stabilizing our economy than Europeans have. The Europeans want to pull a common market together and print more money for everybody and deal it out a little here and a little there and control it all in a sort of a socialized way. But our leaders want a different approach. They just want to generate another big 10-year war that we can continue to carry on and print unlimited money in order to satisfy the banks and the munitions industries and to create enough employment to keep John Q sort of happy for a while. Is that overly cynical?
But you know what is even more disturbing is a recent survey done by a London-based organization called YouGov Cambridge found that nearly half of Americans say it would be okay to bomb Iran if it meant it would halt its nuclear program. I mean,
yeah, nearly half. And that is the support for the bombing of Iran. It's basically 25% of the American people will vote for anything and say will answer almost anything. So there's half of the 25%. It's the crowd that shrugs their shoulders and says, I guess so. 25% will automatically say no, 25% yes. But then the other 25% is the Christian Zionists who are, to a man, think that bombing of Iran is okay.
It says two-thirds of Republicans support bombing Iran, while 38% of Democrats are opposed to it.
Okay.
I don't know what you can read into that.
Well, again, probably about half of the Republicans would be influenced by the Christian Zionist movement. Maybe not quite that many, but probably half of the ones that would answer the survey would be. But in any case, you have a large percentage of bloc there that's just going to support the war, period. And until something is done to change them, they're going to continue to support the war. And it's all got to do with, comes right back to they steal a quick peek at what they think the state of Israel wants, and then they go along with it. And John Hagee basically would just say, "This is supporting Israel."
Yep.
So that's how it all works. It's not that they are thoughtful about this. or examine any evidence or anything. They kind of take a quick look at what Israel wants, and then that's the way they go. And this probably represents half of that 50% that think it's okay to bomb Iran if it would prevent them developing nuclear weapons. Well, obviously nobody is listening to the people that come out and say they don't have the capability to develop nuclear weapons in the next decade. The reason Iran probably is not developing nuclear weapons is they know they couldn't get it done in a reasonable period of time, so it doesn't pay to try.
Well, I guess it just simply illustrates beating this dead horse to death, Chuck, is how much influence AIPAC has, not only in shaping official U.S. policy in Washington, D.C., but how effective they are in media manipulation of the public in general to get them to go along with their Zionist agenda.
Well, we'll try to do a little educating when we're back there and hope that we can have a little bit of influence on AIPAC. Our organization, We Hold These Truths, picketed an AIPAC meeting 10 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona, when they had their national meeting there. It was very interesting. Went to the meeting, and we were kind of singled out a little bit. We were watched pretty closely, but we did go to the AIPAC meeting and listen to it. And there were our politicians, including the senators from Colorado, up there speaking on behalf of AIPAC right there in the hall. It was very worthwhile, and it was a really good effort. And that may have been the first time I've seen anybody pick at AIPAC when we did it. I'm not sure.
I have to say that this meeting coming up in New York is more than likely going to have heightened security than at any other AIPAC meeting. Just based on obviously, who the mayor of New York is, and the hype obviously surrounding the appearance of Benjamin Netanyahu.
And Robbie, when people get to the AIPAC level where they seriously go to the AIPAC meetings and participate, they're not going to be changed by me being there with a piece of literature or something like that. We fully realize that. The idea of these events is to somehow to focus on AIPAC's what AIPAC is for the benefit of the rest of the public. But you're not going to change the hardline AIPAC guy. He's absolutely committed. And we know that, and in our own case, we think it's actually much more productive for two people to go out and stand in front of a evangelical church and try to talk to the people that are there, and to confront the leadership of those churches with their error, with their scriptural errors. Two people can go to a church that has 3,000 members and have an impact. 3,000 people go to an AIPAC meeting and stand out in front of it, and I don't know how much more impact they have. So we support these things, but at the root of our efforts is the idea that one person or two people can make a difference at their own church. And we had a man from San Diego call us this week and tell us exactly that. He said, I'm going to start my own vigil. I'll put my team together. I don't want anybody to help me. Just tell me what to do and help me get all the stuff together. I know what I want to do, and just advise me on how to do it, and I'll take it from here. And this is the second time that's happened in California in the last few months. So we're encouraged by this, that people are actually wanting to go out and change their church or somebody else's church. That's what we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, we got another quick timeout, and we'll be back to wrap it up with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries after these messages.
Hello.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesis, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Friday. If you would like to find out more about Straight Gate Ministries, access Charles's website at WHTT.org. And I know we don't have much time, Charles, but I notice you have an update on your other passion, and that is ethanol, on your website.
Right. We have a little analysis of it that we've sent around that talks about how useless it is as a fuel. And there's also an interesting story that the House panel approved a bill to block the E15, that would expand the use of ethanol to where we'd have to buy 50% more of it every time we fill our car with gas. And a guy named James Hensenbrunner from Wisconsin led a group, and they presented a bill to the Congress to prevent the implementation of this S15. But what needs to happen, of course, is Sensenbrunner and his crowd need to simply put through a resolution demanding that all ethanol mandates, forced, that is forced use, in other words, be ended, so we don't have to buy this stuff. And that we are getting some help in that direction. This is the second thing that's happened that's good. The subsidies for it have gone, and the price of ethanol has dropped from $2.60 or 70 cents a gallon to $2.20 a gallon.
And that reminds me, Charles, after the last show that we did on ethanol, I can't tell you how many emails I got from people telling me there are websites out there that tell you exactly where to go to buy. There are gas stations don't use ethanol. In other words, ethanol-free gas stations. And I guess if you just go onto a Google search and look for ethanol-free gas stations, you will be able to find a link to gas stations in your area that don't use ethanol.
I would like to find that myself. And, of course, the reason is ethanol only takes you two-thirds as far per gallon.
Yeah, and I'm sure if memory serves me, there's actually an Apple app that you can download that I guess all you have to do is enter in your area code and it'll pull up all the ethanol-free gas stations in your area code. Isn't technology a wonderful thing?
Yes, and I don't know how they get away with it because it's supposed to be mandated, but that's great. And the price of corn and wheat and grains has started to go down since the ethanol consumption is now falling.
Well, my friend, as I always say, hour with you goes real fast. Thanks, Chuck.
Enjoyed it.
Absolutely, my friend. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
My friends, have yourself a wonderful weekend. I guess it's a live broadcast from the Preparedness Expo in Dallas tomorrow with Vincent and John Stadtmuller. Stay tuned for Alan Watt coming up at the top of the hour, and we will do this again on Monday. Till then, see you, bye.
The next